The state of Delaware is moving forward with a package of gun control bills, but the governor and lawmakers left out a measure that would require a permit and training to buy a handgun. WHYY's Chris Barish reports the measure cleared the state Senate more than a year ago, but has since been buried in the House.
State Rep. John Kowalka ranted about the permit bill's abandonment after the House approved the ban on sales of assault-style weapons.
In my 35 years in Philadelphia and my 40 years here in Delaware, I've been allowed a clear view of mass murderers, of young men and innocent bystanders who are mercilessly gunned down by other young people because access to guns has become as easy as access to a can of beans on a shelf of the Acme.
House leaders say there's not enough votes to pass in the Democrat-controlled chamber. That angers Mara Gorman of Moms Demand Action. The state Democrats' platform includes a permit to buy a gun, like New Jersey and 12 other states have.
We're not going to stop talking about it. This is an election year. Moms Demand Action volunteers are going to be out talking about it between now and November and afterward.
The proposed training would include firing 100 live rounds and instruction on safety and storage. The state would have 30 days to act on a permit. Senate sponsor Tizzy Lockman realizes the waiting period gives some lawmakers pause.
Having any inhibition in the process to acquiring firearms is just something that makes people uncomfortable.
The bill dies when the legislative season ends next week, but Lockman is committed to making revisions to persuade House members to approve the permit bill next year. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.